The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
In my lips and in my heart. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So, during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper, took off his outer garments, took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." The Gospel of the Lord. Simon Peter said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Over these 3 days, we are invited to examine dozens of pivotal scenes in the history of God's relationship with humanity. Tonight, the book of Exodus takes us from the original Passover event to its memorial feast, which both Paul's letter and John's gospel give us details about. Taken together, just these three passages form an account of God's overwhelming generosity of spirit, God's omnipresent willingness to forgive our past sins, and God's desire to constantly nourish us with his own being, freely given. I explain this to myself as God's desire to bring us to what John Cardinal Newman called our greatest happiness in this life. That is, for us to become both ever more effective instruments of God's mercy and love for others, and in doing so, to become deeply joyful in this life from the experience of being an active part of the flow of divine love and mercy through time and space. It is the richest weekend of the year. I counted about 36 passages that deserve lots of attention. I figure about 5 minutes each. That'd be good with you. Or I could just choose those 33 words I repeated at the beginning. This very brief exchange from John's Gospel jumped out at me largely because, I think, of the grace of the sacramental penance and reconciliation that so many of us celebrated here last night. Listen again. Simon Peter said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet? You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Now, Peter saw Jesus about to assume the role of the lowliest household slave. He was going to touch and cleanse the sandal-clad feet of his disciples. Now, remember, there's no pavement. And more importantly, perhaps, there's no sewer system. Jesus knelt to clean his disciples where their bodies, bound for the kingdom, meet the harsh realities of a very bleak world, with all its hardships and all its vulgarities. What do you suppose Peter was thinking? Was it, "Oh, Jesus, you're just too important to do this kind of work"? Or, this is my gut instinct, perhaps he was thinking, "If you see how dirty I become living in this world, you will, of course, reject me, cast me out of your company." I know for myself that second consideration enters my thinking with great power way too often. And then comes Jesus' deep, enigmatic reply, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." I think he's saying, this washing is more than simple ritual. My love, my forgiveness, my grace for you is always available. I will clean your ugliest stains and heal your most infected wounds. But you must accept my touch. Don't let either your weakness or your pride convince you to shrink back from my healing, cleansing hands. This is all gift. Please accept it, open it, put it to work in the world.